As I look back, it's obvious that I simply underestimated the power of God. I had spent many hours alone with this young man in an effort to help him in his daily walk of discipleship. And as a matter of fact, he was doing quite well. He had begun the practice of scripture memory and was enjoying it. Bible study was a clear priority in his life, as was his morning prayer and Bible reading. Things looked just fine. But lurking beneath the surface, like a shark about to attack, was an enemy of discipleship that disturbed me. I had seen young men and women snared by it over the years, and it was devastating. The problem was pride. And as we sat together discussing the scriptures, we talked openly about the problem. I admit he had good reason to be proud. He was powerfully built, with a good head on his shoulders. He had a heart to see the lost brought to Christ. But underneath it all was a subtle tendency to use all these things to bring attention to himself. After a couple of years of regular fellowship together, he moved to another state. We kept in touch by letter, but we didn't see each other very often after that. Then one day he appeared in my office, and I was surprised and thrilled by what I saw. As we sat and talked, it became clear to me he was a godly, humble man. Something had happened that God had used to transform him into a disciple of Jesus Christ who truly did walk humbly with God. Friend, one of the reasons I was so concerned about him over the years was what I had read in the Bible regarding the fate of the prideful heart. Listen to Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And again in Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Note those words, destruction, a fall. But the person who is humble in spirit will be upheld by the Lord. Does pride have a hold in your life? Maybe you're like my young friend, full of God-given talent, intelligent, and well-liked by everyone. Do you give God the credit, or do you seek the praise of others? It's never too late to deal with pride. Confess it today, because the walk of daily discipleship requires humility. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.